ASAP. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Swinging Stories. My name is ASAP Harwood, and thanks for tuning in. On this episode, we're going to name it Chapter 2, Give Me That Cum Juice, a.k.a. Give Me That CJ. I sit down and talk with Bree, who's from West Virginia, is married, and has been in the lifestyle for many years now. Her husband does not make an appearance on this recording because he said he does not like the sound of his voice. But he is in the room while we are recording this show, so you might hear some laughing and giggling, and that's where that's coming from. And before I roll sound, I just want to thank everybody that's listened to me on Podomatic, iTunes, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. If you like what you hear, go ahead, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, leave a comment, leave a review, let me know what you think. According to the statistics, that there are some people out there listening, so I do want to give some shout-outs for the top three markets for Swinger Stories. The number one market is at Wichita, Kansas. The number two market is Boston, Massachusetts. And the third most listeners are coming from Atlanta, Georgia. Now, outside of the United States, the top three countries that's listening to my show is Canada at number one, Australia at number two, and the UK at number three. So I just want to thank everybody out there that's supporting the show. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at ASAPHardwood710. Or if you want to send me an email, I'm at ASAPHardwood710@gmail.com. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and roll sound. I'm sitting here in a hotel with the lovely Bree. Welcome to Swinging Stories.
Hello, thank you for having me.
That was so funny, Bree. Because you're kind of laughing because you're doing the interview. You are married, but your husband doesn't want to do the interview because you said he sounds funny on the microphone.
Correct.
Okay. So, I'm going to take it back how the first time we met. I think we was at a pool party. Is that where we met?
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you remember, but I remember I did play maybe one or two times with somebody at the party, and then it turned night. Yeah, it was cold as hell, and I was in the pool with you, and I couldn't get hard.
yes, it was a night. It was very, very, very cold.
So now, what made you, cause I didn't get hard when I was in the pool with you, what made you give me a second chance? I was like, hey, I don't remember the second time we met up with each other, but what made you say, I'll see you again, or whatever?
It was just your demeanor, and just like your personality. I mean, just because you don't get hard doesn't mean that you don't want to be with that person.
And just in case you can't hear her accent, you are from West Virginia, right?
Correct.
So, what is the lifestyle like in West Virginia?
The lifestyle in West Virginia is really not there. There's not really a lot of places. A lot of people are fake. But then, again, you get some people that'll, meet up with you and things like that. But we have to travel because we don't have pretty much any good places to go. I mean, we have swinger clubs, but they're not really something that you want to go back to. It's something to go to and say that you've been there type thing. So we travel to Pennsylvania or Maryland because the parties are better.
Okay, now how long have you been in the lifestyle?
I would say at least 20 years.
Bree, tell me how you got involved in lifestyle. What was your first experience?
The first experience was my brother had a friend that he was being introduced to, and she met up with my husband, and then they started talking, and they clicked, and then one thing led to another, and then after he had his experience, we started talking, and then he said, well, do you want to do another guy? And I was like, sure. So then one thing led to another, and that's how we got started.
So after your first experiences, was it hey, we're going to do this again? Or was it you take a pause and think about it?
We just communicated. Like I said, communication was a big thing, and we just kept that communication.
Do you date more as a couple or a single guy friendly? What is your own?
We do mostly together, couple. I've been by myself before, if I trust the person, but mostly we're together.
Now, starting off, did you have any rules that were set in place? Like, you can't do this or that?
No, not really. I mean, because we talked about it a lot. The lifestyle back then to now is completely different. You mostly had to write to people, and then you met. But now the lifestyle here is that you actually meet the person, and then if you click, then you can have fun.
So describe the whole, I guess, you said you used to like send letters to somebody?
Yes, the swinging lifestyle used to actually start off with an index card that they would write their information on, and it would be posted at a, like an adult bookstore. And then it went from that to a swinger like magazine where they had addresses of people. And then from there, it went to like the internet came along. And then, of course, you had, like, your Yahoo groups, things like that. And then it went into swinger lifestyle, adult friend finder, actual websites to where it is today.
So what is your favorite part of swinging? What do you enjoy going to hotel parties, lifestyle clubs, or more just one-on-one?
It doesn't really matter as long as you have fun. I just like meeting people and having fun if we click and being able to come back. There's not one type of place that is better than one. I mean, we've been to clubs, we've been to hotel parties, house parties, one-on-one. I don't have a preference.
Now with usually when we're at hotel parties, I see you play, but your husband doesn't. Does he just like to watch you play, or are you just kind of overseeing, making sure you're good to go?
He likes to watch me to be nominated, or he likes to watch me play with others. I mean, if he finds somebody that he's interested, then, you know, there is a possibility, but he just mainly likes to watch me play.
Now, when you're having sex in these type of environments, what gets you excited? Do you like having your pussy ate or sucking dick? What really turns you on?
I like it all, really. but mainly, I mean, I like sucking dick, and I also like getting my pussy licked. And then it goes from there.
Now, speaking of sucking dick, one day I was with you, and you was like, give me that CJ. I was like, what is that? You said, you don't know what CJ is? I said, no. So tell everybody out there, what is CJ? What is a CJ?
A CJ is the old cum juice. That was just something that just came out one day.
How did my CJ taste to you?
It was very tasteful. It was sweet.
So as far as sexually, anything that's off limits to you, do you do anal, or what are you not into?
I mean, just normally the, like, sick stuff. As far as anything else, I mean, I do anal, I do golden showers, I've done cum showers, I've done pretty much all of it, but just pretty much the normal stuff.
Now, when you say golden showers, was that done to you, or you did that to somebody else?
It was done to me.
I see, okay. How was that experience?
At first, it was kind of weird, but now it's pretty kind of like kinky, kind of fun.
So I've never seen that. Like, done a person, like, do you get in the bathtub, or do you got it that way?
I do. I get in the bathtub, and then they just do their thing. They can put it all in my face or in my mouth, all over my body.
We're laughing because our husband's in the other side of the room just making funny faces and stuff. Now, do you have, like, are you out to anybody in your family that they know you're involved in the lifestyle? Or what would their reaction be?
No, the family knows.
Does any of your friends know? Or?
A couple friends know, only because either it's come up in a conversation, they've seen it on SOS or a website. But other than that, that's how they normally find out. I don't come out and, like, say it. I mean, there are some friends that know. We've said, mentioned it and stuff, but it's not something I just go out there and say.
So how have those conversations went? Had they said, hey, we saw you on the website, or Did they approach you about it?
There was one guy that did, only because he was a single guy, so he wanted advice on how to get started, what to do, things like that.
Oh, how often do you typically swing? Do you do like something once a month, or you just see a party that kind of interests you and you go out there?
We usually play twice a month, one and two times a month, depending on what party or what event or thing that's going on at that time.
What do you look for in playmates? What do you like?
I like to, right now I'm into Blackhawk.
Big Blackhawk.
Like the interracial stuff.
Now I did overhear you say you were interested in getting a Queen of Spades tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you put that at?
It's either going to go above my pussy lips, like right above between that part, or it may go on my back.
I've seen you have t-shirts and you have was it your
piercing? I have t-shirts that will have a Queen of Spades, which the individual that made it did not understand what Queen of Spades was, so it's just a card with a Queen of Spades. But I do have like temporary tattoos. I have Queen of Spades nipple rings. I have necklaces, I have earrings. Now those all he made. As far as like different things, so I could wear it out in public and people know.
Do you remember your first interracial experience, or what made you decide you wanted to try that?
We had watched a lot of porn, and he had just asked me one day, would you like to do that or be interested in doing that, and that's where it came from.
Are you, I guess, what they call it, a size queen? If it's, somebody has a smaller penis, you won't play with it, or it's too big, you won't play with it?
Nah, I don't have a preference. It's all the same.
Take it all.
As long as it's black.
Now, do you, I know you're kind of a talker when you're getting fucked. Or do you like to hear them talk back to you,
Yeah, I mean, I like to get a response out of it. I mean, if something flies out of my mouth, I mean, I'd like to at least, you know, hear them say, yeah, or yeah, I like that, or something of that nature, because it just adds to the intensity of it.
Right, because if you're talking and they're not saying nothing, it's just like, well, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, what the hell am I doing here?
Have you had any bad experiences while you was in the lifestyle?
I mean, as far as bad experiences, as far as getting, like, talking to people and then right to the point that you're going to meet them, they don't show up, the no-show type things. There was an incident where I had a guy that had come up on top and he was doing his thing, and then all of a sudden he says, well, I want you to stick your finger in my ass. And I was like, hold up. I'm like, I'm the one that's in control, not you. And that particular incident kind of was a bad experience because it pissed me off. But all in all, the guy had to end up apologizing for his behavior because the woman's in control, not the man.
So why do you think he thought he was in the right? Why does he think so?
I think he didn't understand what the lifestyle is all about. He just thought that just because he was having sex that he could have it his way in that particular environment. But you can't. I mean, you got to do what the woman wants you to do.
Now, do you, you said a lot of no-shows. Do you find that to be typical? You're talking to somebody, then when it comes to the time to meet, they don't show up, or you don't hear from them?
It's about a 50-50 thing. I don't know if it's people that are just scared or what the deal is, but it's about 50-50.
I know what happened to me about one time. Somebody posted a hot date. I remember this couple, they were from Tennessee. They said they was coming to Maryland, and they was at a hotel. And the hotel they listed was like only two blocks from where I worked there. So I was like, cool, we're talking the whole time. That Friday comes, he texted me at 10 o'clock, say we're here. We'll text you the room number at 3 o'clock. 2:50 comes, I text him, like, I'm here.
I'm showing up. They never responded. So after like 20 minutes, I left. I was like, why even go through all that?
That's pretty much what it is. I mean, where we live with our in-laws or my in-laws, his mom and dad. So we have to have excuses to get out of the house. So there was one incident where there was a guy that we saw on SOS, and what he did was he said he was in town just for the night, and he kind of looked interesting, and we talked a little bit, and he said, he was like, well, do you want to go meet him? I'm like, sure, and why not? So I had to say that I was going to the movies with friends of mine, and that would buy me at least 2.5 hours. So when I got down there, I was in a bad part of town anyway. And I asked him, you know, talked to him all the way up through there. And then when I went to ask him what the room number was, there was nothing. No call, no texting, no nothing. So I had to sit there in a bad part of town for 2 hours before I can go back home, because I couldn't just go down there and come back. Because then there would be questions on, you know, what was going on, things like that.
And like, what happened to the movie?
Yeah. So, you know, those type of things kind of make you mad. And it gives pretty much single guys a bad name, because if you're going to have that experience with one, you know, who's to say you're not going to have it with another?
So you do travel a lot from state to state. Do you have a favorite state that you tend to go to? Or?
Maryland's been the one so far. I think it's only because there's a lot of interracial parties. We do travel to Pennsylvania, but Pennsylvania is not like an interracial type of place right now. I mean, there are some, but not as much as it is down here.
See, I think probably where you live, like I think more like in the Harrisburg area. I feel like there's interracial parties, but I'm not sure about like.
It's the extended, other areas. Yeah. It's Harrisburg is a little bit. It's growing. As far as moving out, Ohio is a place that has a lot of interracial places. We haven't been to a lot up there, a couple, which are pretty nice parties. But it's not everywhere. It's hit and miss type cities.
So in your mind, what do you think? Why, what makes interracial parties so huge now? Why do people attend them?
I think it's because it's something that's out of the norm. People like to experience something different, and it is something different because it's not just a white and white, black and black. It's going over that line, and I think that's what attracts a lot of people.
Is there anything you're looking forward to that's coming up this year as far as any parties or anything you would like to try you haven't done yet?
No, not really, because we're pretty set in stone on the ones we go to. I mean, if there's something that looks interesting or interesting people or people we know, we might hit it. But there's nothing upcoming that's, like, on my list to go to.
Now, do you remember that we had fun that one time? We went to a Halloween party in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
That was pretty interesting. I thought the party itself was, it was a hotel takeover.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of people there. The only downfall was it was one playroom in the whole hotel for the after parties. And everybody that was playing went back to their rooms and had the doors closed. Other than that, I think it could have been a great party. What was your thoughts on it?
Pretty much the same. I mean, our room was the only room that had the blinds open. I don't know if it was because it was just like our little Maryland group up there. But yeah, I did observe that too. They needed to either have more doors open to where people could walk in or watch, or have more rooms, like you said, that, you know, playroom wise, that people can go in and play. But overall, it was a pretty decent party.
And I still, to this day, your husband gives me grief because he said I had a death wish on my hand, because we were in Pittsburgh and it was a pajama after party.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the Ravens pajamas on and socks. And the one guy was like, I was about to fuck his wife. He was like, if you want to fuck my wife, you got to take those Ravens pants off. You're in Steelers town.
Yeah, I mean, those type of things are the things that you remember things with. And that's what makes the lifestyle fun, is that when you do have like different things like that.
Now, what was your Halloween costume? I can't remember, dog.
Oh, I was a gothic angel.
And I was the fireman.
Yeah, and a friend of ours was a priest, and there, I do have a bad picture, I guess you could say, because you have a gothic angel sucking a priest's dick.
I always like Halloween theme parties. I think you'll see a lot of different fun costumes. Mm-hmm. If you're going to a club or anything, what would be your most favorite theme type of event to go to?
Just like any type of theme nights, like, you know, Halloween, you have like your New Year's Eve parties, you know, people dress up really nice and things like that. Halloween is more like a fun thing. But I'd say both, any kind of those type of parties I like.
Now, as far as party number-wise, do you like to be in like smaller parties or huge hotel takeovers?
Either one is fine. I mean, as long as everybody's having fun and everybody plays, that's the main thing.
What is your overall overview of the lifestyle?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the overall lifestyle, it's different. It's something that you know that you can go and meet somebody and have fun. I mean, it's just, you pretty much make it what you make it. It can be just about sex. It can be just about friendships. Just because you see somebody that you play with out in the store, you're not going to run over and hump them type thing. You're just going to, you know, it's just this, hey, you know, how you doing type thing. So, I mean, it's building friendships other than just having sex.
Yeah, because like you said, like, I mean, I've been to a baseball game with you and your husband. And like you said, you'll call somebody. You'll call me and say, we're going to be in Maryland next week. Are you free? And different things like that. Like you said, it could be, it's not just about the sex. You do actually build relationships. I can go through my phone. I'm looking at the S's. I have so many, like, SLS. That's how I label it. And you'll see, like, whoa, I got more numbers in here than actual friends.
Yeah, I mean, it's... And the friendship's different, too. It's a more trusting friendship because of the discretion that it goes with. Just because you're in the lifestyle and both of you, like a couple and a couple, go to a movie, you know you guys are in the lifestyle, but nobody else is going to know in the lifestyle unless they already know that you're in it. It just makes it more exciting when you're with somebody else that's been in the lifestyle.
Now, have you ever been out just at a normal bar or a restaurant and your husband says, go hit on that guy, or I think that guy's hitting on you, would you try to take him back to your hotel room if you were staying somewhere?
That we have not actually done. I don't know if it's just because it's just, you know, you don't know that person. With a lifestyle, you actually, you know, get a hold of somebody and you talk and learn about them. But no, we have not actually brought somebody. Well, I take that back. There was a time where I was at a hotel and I was flirting with this guy, and he was a hotel manager. And he was actually a little person. So... It, one thing led to another, and it was just a wordplay type thing. And so I just went on a whim and said, hey, I was like, you can always come back to the room. So he did come back to the room, and he did lick my pussy. But, I mean, it wasn't like a whole blown fuck. It was just like something that just happened. So I guess in that instance, I initiated it because I was just flirting, being stupid. And then it just led from one thing to another, and then it led to that. So, I mean, that kind of thing.
So he came back to your room and licked your pussy?
Yeah, that was all he would do. So I think it was because it was just because he was a manager and it was at night. So he's kind of like doing stuff that he wasn't supposed to be doing. He put that little sign up, be back in 5 minutes. It took 20. And my husband was up at the beginning watching for people. So it was just like one of those out of the whim things, but it was fun. So, I mean, that's all that matters. That's what's nice about the lifestyle. It's just fun.
So, like, on your drive back home, you guys typically talk about what happened that weekend or what you enjoyed and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Does your husband like to hear you share your experiences?
It's both. I mean, we both, you know, he'll ask me questions and I'll answer them. Or, you know, I'll say, well, hey, I really enjoyed this. Or, you know, I enjoyed this person or that sort of thing. So it's kind of a mutual thing.
Now, being in the lifestyle, I mean, you might be somewhat jealous, but I haven't detected that from your husband. If you are a really jealous person, it's not going to work out. So obviously you've been in the lifestyle for so many years. You're pretty solid on that.
Yeah, we don't have jealousy. We never even have jealousy when we were dating. And I think it's just because both of us had, like, experiences with jealousy to where, like, when we got together, we just clicked. And we just, from what one point on, you know, we never had any. I mean, I would even go to, like, a store or a restaurant. We'd be sitting there and say, hey, honey, why don't you go talk to that girl? Or I'll say, hey, you want me to get her number type thing? So, I mean, there's no jealousy. I'm not jealous because he just says, hey, she has a nice set of tits. So what? You know, he's coming home to me. So, I mean, there's no jealousy at all.
Now, is there any fantasies out there that he wants you to do, or has he asked you, say, I love you to see you do this?
Well, we've actually done it all, so there's nothing left right now. You know, he just said, hey, I want to see you with two guys. Well, that happened. You know, or he'll say, I want you in this position. Well, it's happened. You know, so I don't think there's anything left out there.
Yeah, I guess being in the lifestyle so many years, you going to these parties, you're pretty much doing everything.
Yeah, I mean, like, the most important thing in the lifestyle is communication. You have to have communication. You got to let you know that just because you do something, that's it, that he's not going to get mad. Or that he's going to say, well, she enjoyed him better than me type thing. The communication is the key to all of it.
Now, you being from West Virginia, you mentioned it is a small, is it a small town? Have you, mm-hmm. Do you see people out often that you might have seen at the club that same, like the previous days?
Or? There is only one other couple that is in the lifestyle so, that we know of and that we've actually played with and met and did different things. But other than anybody else, no. It's kind of a close-knit type of thing.
Okay.
It's like closed closet. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there, but they don't flaunt it like we would if we were down here.
It's kind of on the hush. Like,
yeah.
Is your husband into, I know some couples are into videos and picture taking. Are you into that?
Yes, we do have videos and I do take pictures.
So tell me, about, like, when you have videos, how does that process go? Do you go home and watch them just randomly, or how does that work out?
Yeah, I put it on a website so others can watch too. Or if somebody wants to ask if they have any pictures or videos, then I send them to them.
So, kind of like a share file account?
Yeah.
What do you get off watching those videos? Do you like to watch yourself on camera, or are you just kind of watching what you did?
It's just kind of like watching a porno. I mean, it's really nothing different.
Alright, I want you to pick a number 1 through 12. I want to play this game, and how I originally wanted it, I wanted to have a pair of dice, and you rolled a number, but I forgot the dice, so pick a number, 1 through 12.
6.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you 6 questions, and whatever pops up in your mind, you just say it.
Okay.
What does it feel like when you orgasm?
Like I'm on cloud 9.
Are you a screamer or a moaner?
Screamer.
If you had to choose, would you rather be a submissive or a dominant?
Dominant.
What makes you wet without fail?
Pussy licking.
How would you describe the taste of your own vagina?
Sweet.
Have you ever repurposed a regular household item as a sex toy? If so, which one?
I'm gonna think on that one. The shower head. The water coming out of the shower.
So you just put the put it on your pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Yeah, because the pulsating off of it.
Well, Bree, I really appreciate you joining the Swinger Stories. Anything else you want to add before we sign off?
No, I think I'm good.
All right, I'm about to go ahead and get some of that CJ.
All right, everyone, we're about to go ahead and wrap this podcast up. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Special thanks to Bree. Shouts out to her husband. We recorded this sound in their hotel room while they were in Maryland. Fellas, when you go home, tell your ladies to go ahead and give you a CJ. And ladies, don't be afraid to give the guys a CJ if they ask for it. Thanks to everybody listening. Once again, follow me on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Podomatic, Twitter, emails, everything, ASAPHardwood710. This is ASAP Hardwood signing off. Until next time, what's your swinger story? ASAP.